Can I share some of the tools you've given on your podcast with my students or clients? That was a question recently asked to me. On this week's show, I'll talk about that and what it means to be the village psychic, about using what you know, what you've learned, and spreading the good words. And by the way, the short answer was yes. On today's show, we talk, in perhaps a roundabout way, about what makes a village whole.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Welcome.
Last week, I mentioned that as a part of my demystifying the psychic reading experience, that in this episode, I would be interviewing my client, Barry Risman. Well, due to circumstances beyond Barry and I's control, we had to change our schedule. So if you were looking forward to hearing Barry, I will say, hold on to your hat. It's likely to happen sometime in the future, but not this week. I want to begin by giving a shout out to Rebecca, who said recently regarding my podcast, "Thank you for everything you put out into the world. It's changing my life for the better, and I'm sure many others. So know that it makes a difference." Thank you so much for sharing that with me, Rebecca. You know it matters to me. You all, I have freebies about understanding your intuition or your empathic ability on my website, aimecartier.com. So I just want to head the show by letting you know that you can even download the first part of my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life, for free. So head on over there if you're craving more tools and learning. I am still behind the scenes working on the manuscript for my next book, so I have put all of my programs on hold at this moment, except for my private Intuition University program and the moon gatherings that I have for my alumni. But I've got freebies for you. So aimecartier.com if you're feeling the craving. So instead of chatting with Barry, I wanted to talk instead about the village psychic, giving context for this profession on a wider scale, and also about the benefits, the things that you learn and what to do with them, or what makes a village whole. In times past, if you were gifted in ethereal ways, there would be a person in your village who was also. The local medicine woman, shaman, or seer, depending on where you are and in what time period you lived. If you had gifts like these, you might casually saunter over to her hut or porch and hang out. you would probably sit on her stoop and shoot the breeze, so to speak, and wait for an opportunity to speak with her alone, to share what's on your mind. When that opportunity presented itself, you would say something like, "This sort of thing happens to me." And that is how you would begin to gather knowledge on how you interact with the ethereal world, on the relationship that it has on you, and how you naturally, innately use this to create your life or serve the highest good. It's how you would begin your knowing. By dialogue and conversation, you would start to understand this relationship that everyone has, but not everyone pays attention to. Those that were particularly gifted would be drawn to sit more often on her stoop, ask more questions, or hear her speak more frequently of these things, learn, and to perhaps eventually apprentice with her. I have lamented the lack of that village at certain points in my life. Even as a child, I had ethereal know-how and interest with absolutely no outlet for it. I remember standing at the local library and being stumped. I had a sense of the knowledge that I wanted, but no idea of where or even how to begin. I didn't even know the words to start with, and you've got to at least be able to define it into vocabulary if you want to look it up in the card catalog, because that is how we did it then. Happily, now Google exists. You can type in seeing spirits or any such vague thing, and it will lead you web page by web page to the information that you want. Maybe some of it is just weird or hokey that you find, but often, if you follow the internet crumbs, you will eventually land on a person who has true knowledge or feels in alignment with you in some way, and discover or ask if they have what you need to know. When a client who I have not seen before contacts me, I often ask them how they found me. If it is not a referral from a client that I have already seen, many times it will be some vague notion of the internet. They can't actually remember what they were searching or when, but one thing led to another and they landed on my page or blog or podcast, and what I shared resonated with them. I had a client tell me recently, "I feel like I know you or a part of you because of your podcast." And I was like, "You do. Person on the podcast, same as the person in real life. Most likely, if you stumble upon me outside of my podcast, teaching or doing readings, I will not be talking about intuition. I may be running after my children. I'm always game to discuss knitting projects. I'm very interested in neurodiversity or nervous system hacks. I love flowers. And I love discussing alternative and world schooling and travel plans. Lately, I've also been really interested in conversations about money, about making investments in things that I believe in, about money working for us. I'm super into these conversations among women. I've read some really interesting books about money by other women lately. And some of their ideas have led me to see this money talk, as a taboo that needs to be broken among us so that it's not just men in suits who are comfortable and easy sharing numbers or knowing how to do, manage, or make money, but that we too are letting money support us and those that we love and this world. Anyway, that's me. For the record, you are very unlikely to find me talking about sports, cars, or home renovations. Nevertheless, the person speaking to you right now is the same person that you will meet on the street. So back to the journey of those inclined to psychic gifts. Especially if you are made for it, the words and the know-how find their way to you eventually. At least that's how it was for me. But largely by my own noticing, I paid attention, and then I paid attention more, and I started to notice certain patterns, like how when I went with my gut, with what my instincts were telling me, I always won, even if I couldn't exactly describe why I felt that way at the time. When I overruled that intuition for lack of logical reasons, I lost. Sometimes I lost big. That is how I learned. And you've heard me talk about some of these stories in previous podcasts. I was 29 before a book by a bona fide psychic came to me. I lifted the book off a library shelf. I was perusing random shelves, and in this particular library, there was not a lot of order. I don't remember really even being aware of the title of the book when I picked it up. I was just looking for something interesting to read. I thumbed through it and read the introduction. It was then that I had that eye-opening revelation about who and what I was. I met a village elder, so to speak. This woman, Sonia Choquette, saw the world like I did. I could tell simply from the words she used and what she described in her introduction. She had been born like this, too, I also noted. As far as I can tell, in the village, this would have all happened in a natural way, probably around the age of 10. Instead, it took me entering full throttle into my adulthood to finally have a name for what I was, let alone for me to find out that this was something people, even if not many, actually did for work. It took that book, the introduction, rather, to show me both. I learned that looking at different paths and helping people align with the one that best suited them on the highest and best levels was a thing, and that a person who did so was called a psychic, a seer. I could always see details about things that people were telling me, friends or family, when they came to me for advice, as they did. I could easily discern the path that would produce the best results for them, the one that aligned with who they were inside and out, even if they couldn't see the best of who they were at the time. I could see things about themselves that they sometimes forgot because they were looking out from inside, not seeing the whole picture or how they were different from others, like I could. This woman could too, I discovered, Sonia Choquette. And she did it for a living. This and a phone conversation that I had with her a few years later began my career. Happily, I finally had an example of what this could look like. If you are just joining us today, I am Aimé Cartier. I am a professional psychic, author, and intuition teacher and guide. Today, we are talking about the village psychic and what to do with good advice that comes your way via them. Today, the global village is largely facilitated by the internet. Sure, sometimes in person, in this country or another, we meet. But regardless, people's fingers or feet or their instincts lead them to me. They find something that resonates. Or if they happen to live in my actual village, they might see me somewhere on the street. They may mention something that happened to them or someone they love the next time they see me. They will schedule an appointment with me if they feel in need. As is the joke in my family, if you are looking for a gourmet dinner, do not come when I am cooking. But if you are interested in knowing how to make your intuition work for you, to manage your empathic skills, or to understand the steps that align with your own highest good, I can make some time for you. In the village, we all do what we are made to do. We help one another by offering our gifts and what we are suited or built to do. My husband, for example, is a master carpenter. I literally could not even count the amount of times that people bring up the subjects of home renovation to him. He is doing what he is suited to do. This is what I believe we also do on the whole. The fact that circumstances have changed and we don't actually need to see each other anymore or even live near each other anymore to benefit from each other's gifts is even more interesting and fascinating. Still, the importance of the work is there. Sonia Choquette, to my knowledge, has never seen my face. And yet what she gave me by way of writing that introduction to that book was a gift of understanding of myself that has lasted and unfolded in depth since the moment it happened 2 decades ago. It has helped in no uncertain ways shape my life into the space it somehow also always held. The example that she provided by being successful at what she does is also helpful and impactful. In my profession, I am a seer. I specialize. I don't deal in just any psychic phenomenon. You will not hear me talking about the clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, for example, because I find those categories and descriptions distracting. Who cares how your knowing comes? It's more important that you see, recognize, and listen to it. I specialize in what I've always specialized in for myself and then eventually for others, in helping them learn to use their own perceptions, their own innate intuitive gifts to do what I believe it is designed to do. Lead them to the best of what is possible for them. That is what your intuition is for. I also don't feel that I own this. Recently, I had a client tell me that she teaches a 7-module piece on intuition. And after she revealed this information, she apologetically said, "I did this before I started listening to your podcast." I laughed and said, "I don't own intuition. It belongs to everyone. I am just one voice for it. I teach it. I create this podcast because I feel that the world is a better place when everyone understands their own power, their own capacity. The more people showing this to others, the better the world, as far as I'm concerned. I am but one voice in a sea where many are needed." Because this client was also a teacher, something else came up in our conversation that prompted me to answer it in this podcast. She asked me if I was okay with her teaching some of the things I've mentioned on my show. Specifically, the breath test came up. And if you don't know what that is, listen to episode 6. The answer was a resounding yes. That's why I do this. Tell other people. Tell everyone you can. As you might have heard me say before, I feel that we are in the time of the collective. What that means to me is that not one single person or group of people is going to save us or solve all of the pieces. The quilt needs to be remade right now on every level. We each contribute. We each have a thread or several to weave. If you contribute by listening to this podcast and telling others about the things that resonate, by sharing simple tips or stories to inspire them to listen to their own knowing, wonderful. If you feel shy about sharing what you've learned from me or others, I'll share with you my formula. I most often attribute where I learned the tool from. For instance, if you listen to podcast 6, you will know that the breath test is something I learned from my student, Lindsay. So when people ask me, can I teach your work or from your podcast or from my book or my classes, I frequently reply, of course, please share what inspires you. I'd love it if you credited me with how you learned it, but please spread the word or the good tool or what have you. But also, as I said to my client that day, this is just a request. The giving credit where credit is due is a practice that I do because it feels right to me to honor where the important learning came from, and especially important for me to do when I am teaching. Again, we need each other. It's about the collective. Also, I don't do it every time. On those occasions where in the moment my sharing the breath test with someone is pulled to the fore because of circumstances where it would be useful for somebody to know it in this moment now, I don't always say, well, I don't know if you know this, but I teach classes on owning your intuition, and once during a class on how your body is a tool of your intuition and highest knowing, a student of mine named Lindsay gave me this shortcut. I don't say all that. I simply say, this is how it works. So, use your own sensibility. If you are a therapist, for example, and it comes up to share this tool with a client, you don't have to go into this whole preamble of, well, I discovered this great podcast called Own Your Intuition and et cetera. Just give the tool, and certainly don't feel guilty for sharing any of this information with others. If it works for you to give credit where credit is due, wonderful. But no matter what, do not curb the sharing of useful information because you didn't have the original idea yourself. Who cares about that? We need each other. It takes us all. I am but one voice, and there are many. Just like my client who teaches her 7-module intuition course to her students and clients, she spreads the knowledge to those she touches. I do the same in my role as a seer, author, speaker, and teacher. And I think we all can spread the word. So, spread the good word, people. It's what makes the village whole. This is Aimée Cartier. And you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. This is just one piece, and a free one, of the work I do to help others understand their own innate intuitive knowing, which we all have. If you are interested in sharpening or understanding yours more, you should pop over to my website and peruse my private Intuition University program. Per usual, you can find more information on that, my other offerings, and my psychic readings there. See you next week.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.